The final push to further lower the price of the solar panels and installations is underway. If property owners are interested, they have until Monday, August 5th at 5 p.m. to fill out a no-obligation solar survey to see if they're a potential candidate for the program. John Condi, a designer with Alpenglow Solar, the contractor chosen for this project, says taking the survey will get someone in line for a follow-up site visit.
The survey gets us started just to understand what we're going to be looking at in terms of solar. Can we put it in? Is there shading? All that good stuff. And then also what your interest is. One thing I always want to point out is that the survey or the site visit itself, there's no fee or obligation for that.
He says a preliminary design is done on site looking at several factors.
We look at the energy consumption for that home, whether there's actually space for solar on the roof, is there shading, what does the customer want, all those good things. And we can design a system that can cover part of this energy consumption, so 10, 20, 30% or all of it if there's space and the budget is there for that.
Last week, 35 solar surveys came in, making it the biggest week since the program was introduced May 14th. 75 quotes have been supplied. 19 homeowners have signed a contract. Condi says when a contract is signed, a $500 deposit is required with the balance due when the installation begins. Installations, he says, are running about 3 to 5 weeks after a contract is signed. He recommends signing a contract early to get the most out of this summer's sun.
We still have long days out there and nice solar days right now, so we can bank up our credits for the wintertime.
Right now, 92 kilowatts of solar panel production has been contracted for. The installation price will go down when 100 kilowatts is reached and would be at the lowest price if more than 150 kilowatts are installed. Installation takes 2 to 3 days, depending on the size of the system. The payback for the system after the state and federal tax credits are issued, he says, is about 7 to 10 years.
Depends on the size of the system. Smaller systems actually pay back a little quicker because of that state tax credit is a larger portion of the sale. But we're looking at somewhere between 5 and 8% return on investment yearly at today's current electricity rates. And of course, if the rates go up, our return on investment gets better each time that rate goes up.
But the panels, he said, will last 2 to 3 times longer.
They actually all have a 25-year production warranty on them. So we designed the systems with anticipation it'll be there for 25 years, but we think they'll probably be there for 30 to 40 years, still producing electricity.
Jay Miles, a member of the Community Solar Steering Committee, had some panels installed on his home a few years ago. He's very happy. Every month, he opens up his power bill.
I love it. It's nice, especially this time of year when I get a power bill. It's about $10 a month, so it's very nice to have on the roof.
Yeah, your system was designed to provide 80% of your needs? Or?
My roof isn't ideal. I face kind of west and have a smaller roof space. So I only got about a 2.3 kW system up there. When I installed my system, I got a little bit more conscious about our energy use in the home. So I started turning off lights when I left the room. And, you know, it's amazing what even a small system will do to your power bill, especially in the summer when we have nice long days like today.
That's Jay Miles and John Condi with the Summit Community Solar Project. A home tour of one of the homes that installed solar panels this year will be held on Wednesday from 5 to 7 p.m. The address is 6085 Trailside Drive. More information about the program and financing options is online at mycommunitysolar.org. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.